This is CliffCentral.com.
Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing good, dude. How are you?
Wow, that is one hell of a Skype line. Very good, thanks. Very nice to hear from you again. How's how's life in the disaster area known as Cape Town?
It's getting smelly, man.
Oh, no.
No, you know what? It's pretty good. I must say, I'm becoming a better person. I think it's changed my relationship with water overall, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I guess we all need a bit of a wake up and a shake up towards these things because we are quite wasteful as human beings. But it just seems like it's such a almost insurmountable task ahead. I mean, do you have those big water catches? Have you been fighting Housewives and Woolworths for bottled water? How's it been going?
I mean, we have stockpiled quite a ton of stuff. I was up speaking in Neisner last week, and of course, we filled the car with bottles and brought it back down and stuff like that. And Jazz kind of goes and waits in the queue every day and you know, gets some water and things. But actually, the real way, I mean, that's kind of planning for the disaster. I think what we're trying to do most is plan to try and help the disaster not to happen.
Yeah.
So it's all about things like, I mean, when we wait for the tap to get warm in the shower, we use a funnel, we capture that into a drinking water area. And then we bought this thing that's a tray that you stand in when you're showering, and it captures all the gray water. So it's not just like a bucket there. And then we use that for different things. Yeah, so we've got all kind of different systems going in the house. And everybody in the family, from the smallest kid to me, is kind of built around it. So it's quite cool. I think it's quite a positive. It's a really, really bad thing that I think will have a very positive long-term effect.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. All right, Rachel, what else is in your mind right now?
Well, I'll give you a choice. Do you want to go through the big issue or the grab bag of smoothies?
Well, let Mabali Malloy decide.
Let's go with the big issue.
Yeah, she always goes for the big stuff, Rich.
You must always go big.
Okay, well, so the bigger issue, the kind of singular issue was, and I'll tell you a story. So a few years ago, I was doing a talk for a big corporation, and one of my mates was in the audience. He's an Asian guy, and he won an award. And when he came onto the stage, I pretended to take photos of him as I announced the award. And I was taking photos and things and doing the wave sign, and he waved back at me, and we had a good laugh. We good mates. We actually ended up doing it twice that particular day because you had to get the award in two different sittings at the same thing. Anyway, the funny story was later on, I got contacted by the client, and it was the idea that somebody was very, very offended by the fact that I played on this Asian stereotype. And I said to him, but it was a friend of mine who's Asian, and we joke around about that all the time. He wasn't offended in the least. They said, yes, but other people were offended for him. Now, this is a principle that does my head in. This idea of becoming vicariously offended is unbelievable. So yesterday, I'm reading this article, and it's written by a lady called Hannah James. Now, Hannah James is what you'd refer to as a grid girl. Do you know what a grid girl is?
Yes. Rich, I was actually going to talk about this like today or tomorrow because I found a clip of similar things. Yeah, I wrote about this last week as well. Absolute awesome. Well.
So for those who don't know, a grid is the person who holds the umbrella over the motorcycle driver rider or Formula One driver at the grid of the Formula One. And it's recently been banned because people were offended. Apparently somebody said something inappropriate and one particular person was angry. Instead of dealing with that issue, they've banned the grid girls altogether. And there was a lady who called Hannah James, who is a grid girl, and she kind of had this to say. She said, the issue at the moment is there are too many people being offended on people who are not offended at all. Firstly, I absolutely love my job. Secondly, I choose to do this job. No one forces me or any other grid girl to do it. Some of us do it full time. Some, like me, do it alongside other work. The idea that grid girls are no more than pretty faces infuriates me. I'm about to finish my degree and qualify as a social worker, and there are grid girls that are lawyers, accountants, models, mums. It varies so much. She says, with regards to the outfits being too sexy and us women being objectified, let me clarify something. I never work a job unless I'm happy with the outfit. When I do grid work, I'm always 100% comfortable with what I wear, and I do not feel any more objectified wearing what I do on the grid than if I put on a nice dress or some jeans to go out. What will be next? Will swimwear models be banned because they're wearing in catalogs is too revealing? And I think this kind of really speaks. This is the person who has now basically lost work because other people are offended on behalf of her. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's exactly what ISIS have wanted as well.
Yeah.
Rich, I've actually got a clip, if you wouldn't mind. I'm just going to try it for a couple of seconds here because it's on ITV this morning where you know these things will be talked up in a big way. So there's two grid girls and then there's like this middle-aged woman. I'm not making fun of her because she's middle-aged. I just find it's an interesting kind of combination chat this.
What does a walk-on girl do?
So basically, we're a professional model. We escort the darts player down a walk-on onto the stage. We're actually 9% of advertising. We wear a sash with the logo of the said sponsor for that tournament. And it just brings a bit of glitz, a bit of glamour to an event that's predominantly male.
And Charlotte, you say, you know, you felt like that community was part of your family because you've been working with them all for such a long time.
Yeah, we are like it does sound cliche, but we are a family. It is, you know.
So just to clarify, Rich's talking about grid girls, these are dart girls, same industry, of course.
Very tight group and everybody knows everybody and everybody's just lovely.
I think the issue is that people are saying that this is outdated, this is sexist, you know, that you're kind of up there as just this female, just a body to be sort of lingered.
I can't think of a female job that's more safe. We've got four big security with us constantly. It's, you know, such a safe environment. We've been doing it for a long time,
yeah.
6 years.
And it's a very enjoyable job and we feel very honoured to do the job.
Okay, well, Sally, let's come to you now because you say these types of jobs for women, these roles are demeaning.
Yes, I think they're broadly demeaning. I think what we're seeing is a social change that's happening, as you refer to grid girls as well, with Formula One. That's under review. So what we're seeing is a broader social change that sees these roles as, if not demeaning to the individual, because this is an argument, this is a choice of some of these ladies, it's demeaning broadly to women. So this is a structural change we're seeing with the Grammys. We're seeing it with, I think, Formula One will come.
Is this any job where a woman uses her image? So would this count all models in as well? Where does the
sort of line... I think the key here is... It's a sort of decorative role that's making money for men. And this, you've got to remember that this tradition has only been there really since the 1990s. This is not kind of an old tradition. This came about when they were trying to set, the PDC was trying to set itself up as apart from a different sort of darts organisation and say, look, we're going to do something quite loaded, quite sensationalist. You know, people sort of suffered when Miss World came off air. You know, people lost money in this. But it doesn't mean that the social change isn't necessary. And it is fans who also support this. It's not all fans who are resisting it.
Okay, Rich, so I think it kind of backs up your point. It's quite interesting that this woman is getting offended for people on behalf because they believe it's an actual full-on movement thing, like decorative women are making money for men. How's that for a sentence?
Yeah, it's quite bizarre. I think her point there, and it's maybe more nuanced than simply to say that, you know, she's completely wrong, is that these ladies are, even if it's their choice, furthering the idea that women are there to decorate men.
Yeah.
And that is, and what I think she's trying to say is that is bad for women at large as opposed to a few. And I guess to some small degree, you could argue that because she's a woman, she's not saying, don't do this, you're belittling yourselves. She's saying, don't do this, you're belittling women at large. But I think that, I mean, I still don't agree with her fully. I think that we need to be aware that people should have choice and agency in this. Sure. And they do. Now, I don't know if you remember that other example years ago where Madonna called that woman onto the stage in Australia. And then she took out her boob on the stage and everyone was horrified. And then the lady, her name was Georgia or something, she came out and she said, guys, I wasn't humiliated. I absolutely loved it. Only I get to decide if I'm humiliated or not. And then people became offended that she wasn't offended enough by this. That's how ludicrous it has become. So my point is that to me, there's nothing that belittles a person more than being offended on their behalf. It's as if you think they're not strong enough or smart enough to deal with that on their own. And it's like standing up for the poor downtrodden as if you're some superior protector. You know, if they have a problem, let them deal with it. If they don't want to deal with it, that's their issue. That's up to them. And so for me, what I'd like to say to people now is that the next time you attempt to get offended on someone's behalf, try get in touch with the role you think you're playing. Like, try get in touch with the feelings you have at that particular moment. And I think you'll find yourself somewhat narcissistic. I think you'll find yourself that you're putting yourself on a pedestal as a protector. Let them fight their own battles. We don't have to be the big and strong person to stand up and fight for the downtrodden. They can often fight for themselves. This, by the way, obviously doesn't – I'm referring to simply the act of offense, not the fact of doing bad shit. You know, we should then all stand up for people.
Yeah, sure.
Unite.
Totally. But Richard, always for me comes back to an attention-seeking thing. It's like this woman wants to seek attention for her and her own causes, and she's using other people. And we've seen it in other situations as well, is that people are just becoming, like, to be offended is like the thing to do because it gives you attention. And I think it's almost become this trap that people fall into, which is really sad.
Absolutely.
All right, Rich. Well, we've run out of time. So Monday is flown past us. Gareth will be back. He'll be back, I think, next Tuesday because he's skiing. He's
awesome.
Yeah, he's having a good time. He's acting young. So we're all for it.
When he gets back, I leave. I'm going snowboarding in 3 weeks. So cool. I'm excited.
All right. So moral of the story, if you are cool and about town / the world, snowboarding / skiing. If you're not doing that, then we don't care about you. Thanks, Rich.
All the best. Have a great week, team.
This is CliffCentral.com.